What's cracking? It's your customer relations representative, boop, boop, Madam Exotic Booty of the Sideo Diary Show. What's up? Good morning. Rise and grind. Grand rising. Salutations. Aloha. Jumbo. Have a good day. Have a good night. Get your coffee. Get your tea. Sit your ass down. Because it's time for you to get the real deal around these parts. Now, sometimes we got to get promotionals and sponsors out the way. But right now, I don't have any sponsors that's going to promote me. I'm syndicately promoting myself. So, with that being said, go ahead and check me out. Beautiful Young, B-A-U-T-I-E-Y-F-U-L, Young, at Amazon.com. Go ahead and check out Amateur versus Professional. If you don't like that, I heard it all before, look for yourself. If you don't like that, go ahead and check out The Adventures of Cam and Willie. All of these books are available to you for free on Amazon Kindle. If you do not have Amazon Kindle, go ahead and do me a solid and go buy one of my books and read it to your kids. And buy one to help yourself out. Anything and everything is always good when we're helping each other. Now I got that out the way. I want to know how people are on the male and the male, M-A-L, that's funny, on the measurement of the scale, not male, scale is what I was trying to say. And I'm meaning of respect. See, a lot of people out here walking around with an attitude because they don't get the respect they feel is due to them. But, you know, we are all connected in the universe. If you ain't putting out your fair share into the universe, what are you expecting to get back in return? Prime example. How you treat people. You ain't gonna go around and mistreat your mama. So you shouldn't be going around mistreating nobody's female. You ain't gonna go around and mistreat and disrespect your daddy, so you shouldn't be out here mistreating no man. I'm saying that to say this. If you could put yourself in the position of your parents when it comes to you dating someone, if you can see that individual as your mother, you're not gonna disrespect her. If she is giving you characteristics and things like when your mother make you mad, you go, okay, that's too far. Can you just slow it down out of respect? Same with the men. You look at that individual like that's your daddy. Not, oh, daddy, bow down and worship daddy. Like, my father that gave birth to me, daddy. You're not going to disrespect him, are you? So, if we know that, and you know that, why would you go out your way to mistreat an individual? That's what we need to ask ourselves. Do we go out of our way to mistreat individuals, or is that how you were taught? So you got to look at the measure of the scale on how you treat people and how you're being treated. It's give and take, cause and effect. So if you mistreat an individual, you're disrespectful, you're negative, you're loud, you're just always in a funk. And then you have an individual who feels like they're in a negative environment. They feel like they've been disrespected. They're always in a funk. It's because it's you. If you can't see you being the problem in the world you live in because things are not going your way, that's where it starts. It doesn't have nothing to do with nobody else outside of you. It is the energy that you are putting out. Your frequency might be all the way up in the right environment. Your vibration might be all the way up in the right environment, but you reading low frequency. Or you can have high energy and low vibration, low frequency. You can have low energy, high vibration, high frequency. All of this is give and take. You want your frequency, your vibration, your energy to all flow at 369. You want them all to flow on the same fellagio. I might have said that wrong. I said that wrong. Solfeggio. Has to do with music. Entertainers in the music business know what I'm talking about. That's that word that you pretend to say that you know, but you don't know because you don't know how to pronounce it, so you know. Anyway, you got to be able to check yourself and look at yourself and be like, you know what? I'm fucked up. I really need to evaluate how I treat people. Or, you know what? I'm fucked up. I might yell a lot. Maybe I could tone it down some. People do not like evaluating their self. L. Ron Howard, self-analysis. People feel as though they don't have to evaluate or analyze their self because that's what humans are for. They feel like it's somebody else's job to do that. Is it somebody else's job to tell you how to conduct yourself? Is it? You weren't taught how to conduct yourself? And when you do conduct yourself, you mean to tell me you cannot evaluate the difference between right and wrong when you're conducting yourself? All of this plays a part. All of this plays a role. So if your measurement of how you are treating people do not balance about as to how you're being treated, you need to ask yourself, what is it that you are doing wrong? Most people don't want to answer that because they feel like they're not doing anything wrong to begin with. But that's not true. When you mistreat somebody, it comes back on you. But it comes back on you in a way you would not see it coming, and you're not going to comprehend it because you will not be able to understand how is it this is happening, because you refuse to look at yourself and evaluate yourself like, I am a fucked up person. I know I need help. And if you can justify that you do need some help, reach out for the help. Don't just keep bitching that you need help and there's something wrong with you and you don't fix it. That's like your alternator went out in your vehicle and you keep charging up the goddamn battery and putting it in and expecting your car to still run the same, when all you need to do is replace the alternator and you can go on about your business. I'm saying that to say this. Treat people equally and fair the way that you want to be treated. Don't disrespect anybody. Talk loud. If you don't like those things done to you, don't do it to other people. It is that simple. You don't want nobody cheating on you and talking crazy, then maybe you should slow your ass down. Side always gonna drip and not drown. Y'all know I don't be trying to be on here for no 7, 10, 5, and 9 minutes talking to y'all about how you're supposed to conduct yourself. I'm only merely speaking facts and truth about the things that I have dealt with in my life. And maybe one day I will actually be loved the way that I expect to be loved and actually have the love that I'm looking for without having to school or teach this motherfucker how he's supposed to treat me. Sato is up.